Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, both are 3-0. Both moved up in the latest coaches poll released on Labor Day. South moves to number 2 in the state in 5A. North to number 9. AP, by the way, had the Cougs of Scott Bless as high as 7th last week as they went on the road. And, well, the Cardiac Cougs came from 11 down in the fourth quarter to post a 38-28 road win at Terre Haute to South.
Winners find a way and players make plays, and that's kind of what we relied on. We need to quit relying on that and maybe settle down and play some great sound football. We did a good job of keeping ourselves in the game. You know, obviously in the fourth quarter, when you can exert your will and chew up yardage and chew up clock, that's really big.
Scott Bless looking for his first win in 6 games against Gabe Johnson this Friday night at Huff Memorial, the 63rd annual meeting between the two city rivals. North last won in the overall series in 2019. Ticket information will be coming ahead this week. We'll pass it along. Our Chalk Talk coverage at 6:30 on Friday night. Reds back on the radio against the Mariners, trying for 2 in a row against the M's. 6:10 pregame with Tommy Thrall. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, we know the Hoosier offense has to get better. Offensive coordinator Walt Bell pledging to us Monday, we are going to be more aggressive. Let's hope so. We know that Taven Jackson will start at quarterback Friday night against Indiana State. Then what? Questions there? Questions everywhere to start the week for an offense that was just flat awful. The play calling and regrets. Revisited Monday by the Hoosier offensive coordinator.
Where some decisions I regret, you know, is early in the second half. You know, we had momentum, we got a big stop. I think the first third down, until we call quarterback draw, we kind of have what we want, don't really hit it right. And then the next third down, you know, we throw a ball and we have a miscommunication between quarterback and a wideout. But again, that's coaching. That's not on them. How much better our offensive line was? You know, quarterback got hit twice the whole day. But we played pitter-pat too long. I played pitter-pat too long. You know, at some point, you got to go be aggressive.
And that lack of being aggressive cost the Hoosiers a trip into the red zone offensively, despite the fact the offensive line showed some promise and the fact the quarterbacks were only hit a couple of times. Well, you got to get into the red zone to score a touchdown. Stealing a night away from the high schools, yeah, 7 o'clock kick with the Sycamores Friday night at The Rock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.